It is a Tuesday afternoon, a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to Cape Talk. I'm Zane Johnson, in for John Matham this afternoon, and we're doing a number of inspiring things on Women's Day and finding those women have made a difference, not only in the social space by providing soup kitchens and, the regular go-go out in the township who takes care of so many children, but we're looking for entrepreneurial women, and we are chatting this afternoon to a lady, Lesego Holtz-Appel, who is the founder of Be Loved Honey during the month of August, and she's a member of a social impact entrepreneurial organization called Further, who works with entrepreneurs in the social impact space, providing mentorship, business support, as well as networking opportunities to help you grow your business. And this is the key thing about business, is that you need to actually have those networks in order to grow the business further. She's based in the Western Cape, and what makes her special is that her honey is actually cultivated by a variety of beekeepers and a number of people in and around South Africa. Lesego, a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for welcoming me here.
What inspired you to start your business? I run far away from bees, but it looks like you've tried to make a business out of them.
Yeah, so bees are such special pollinators. They are not the only pollinators, but, you know, bees are responsible for pollinating majority of the food that we eat, you know, like veggies and fruits. So they are quite special. And I think one thing that got me started was when I started working with farmers in the Northern Cape and in the Northwest. In the Kalahari, we had invested in an agri-hub there, and because it's so dry, we had to focus on crops that were like drought resistant in a way. And so we had like watermelons, and we had like tomatoes, and then also we like introduced bees, you know, for pollination. And that's when I got more, you know, interested, you know, in bees, you know. And I think one of the shocking information that I picked up was that, you know, bees are in decline globally, not just in South Africa. And part of it, it's because of, you know, chemicals and pesticides that are being used that kill bees. And have 4 years to live if bees were wiped out of the face of the earth. So we had to do something about it.
Mm. I see that you've actually posted yourself a goal of actually reaching 1 million beehives by 2025, and your honey that you get is actually gained from a number of sort of beekeepers in and around the entire country. How difficult is that from a logistics perspective?
Yeah, so we have a vision to train and mentor the next generation of African beekeepers, because especially in rural areas, you find that, you know, there's a lot of like, you know, vegetation that's suitable, you know, for beekeeping. And, you know, to be a beekeeper, it's not that, you know, intensive in terms of like spending a lot of hours like out. And so we target mainly like unemployed, like young people. And so we have a factory in the Northwest. That's where we build our beehives. So we're involved in the entire value chain. So we build beehives. That's where we also train like young people, even individuals that are interested in beekeeping. They go there for the weekend to get training. And then we also teach them on ways to like harvest, because of, how honey is so precious. You know, you need to have ways to harvest properly and teach people to handle honey properly. So it's not that difficult. I think for us, it's finding people that are interested in making it a business as well, and they can also see themselves scaling, you know, over the years.
Mm. How many staff do you employ? And I tell you why this particular question, because I think that, you know, when we're looking at unemployment, we're looking at a very alarming rate of unemployment in the country, and there are opportunities. But these opportunities, as far as I'm concerned, sometimes is more in the small business space and not in the big business space, you know, and with labor brokers and stuff like that. And why is it important for you to, you know, to start employing people at this particular level?
Yeah, so we have a full-time staff, and it's literally like five of us. And so we have people within our company that do the honey packaging, that do the extraction of honey. And then we also have like temporary workers that we bring in, especially when we have like a lot of like hive orders. And so, you know, unemployment, it is a reality in South Africa. Hence, you know, we decided to build our factory in the village in the Northwest Province because, you know, it's in the heart of the community. And also, you know, people can work to work as opposed to spending a lot of their money on transportation. And so, yes, we are not able to employ a lot of people, but we're able to create opportunities by working with beekeepers who can then employ other people, you know, when their businesses, you know, is growing as well. So so that's how we think we could participate in helping other people create jobs for others as well.
Chatting this afternoon to Lesego Holtzapfel, and she's the founder of Bee Loved Honey. And we're looking for and chatting to this afternoon to women entrepreneurs making a difference in this particular space. And there are so many strong and very delightful women making that particular difference in the space of business. And Lesego is one of them. What is the biggest lesson that you've learned on this entrepreneurial journey, Lesego?
I've learned many lessons, but I think for me, what I've learned is that, you know, relationships in a business are very, very important, especially like, you know, having a relationship with your customers beyond you just selling a product to them, having a good relationship like with your suppliers as well. And also because entrepreneurship, building a business from scratch can be stressful. And I think one thing that that I really appreciate even from further is that it's so good to have like a mentor or someone that you can talk to, someone who can like encourage you in the journey because it's not all sparkly every day, you know, because you're faced with like different challenges, whether it's logistical challenges, whether you know, your bottle supplier does not have, you know, sufficient amount of bottles that you need. So you need to have grit, you know, and more importantly, you need to believe in your dreams because you will have a lot of people that will turn you back, you know, that won't believe in your vision. But I don't think you need to be discouraged by other people's views, right? The other thing that I've learned is that, especially after COVID, is you need to be able to be flexible, right? Be willing to like pivot, step back a little bit, reevaluate your business model. If you need to change few things, tweak few things, you know, have that mindset to be able to do that. So, yeah, I think those are the biggest lessons I've learned.
I think we've learned a number of lessons through COVID, and you know, I think we've come out stronger on the other side of those 2 to 2.5 years of COVID. There's some good news, Lesego, because you've actually been nominated as a finalist in a very prestigious award. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the SAB Social and Innovation Award took place last year. And it looks at entrepreneurs, you know, from all over South Africa doing amazing things. So I was one of the finalists and, you know, and it's through, you know, the SAB Foundation that, you know, we are able to receive mentorship from organizations like Further. SAB has also like invested, you know, in our business. And so it's amazing because, like I said, you know, as an entrepreneur, it can feel like you're alone somewhere, but to be able to be part of like this community of entrepreneurs, it's really like inspiring. So I'm grateful for that.
Going forward for yourself, Lesego, and for other women in the boardroom, what is the key factors for us to remember? Because, you know, we are still not at the level of where we actually want to be in terms of employing women and women sitting in those boardrooms. And not only women sitting in the boardrooms, but the women being strong in those boardrooms and, you know, having a voice and being heard in those boardrooms, which are sort of mostly male-dominated these days.
Yeah, I think, you know, we as women, we have the nurturing ability and, you know, we are all different. We're not all the same. And, you know, we add value, you know, wherever we go. So I'm a big fan of like diversity and inclusion, especially when it involves like women. because women can bring different perspectives. So, you know, in light of where we are, even as a country, one thing that I really appreciate is that, you know, not only are we looking at the local market, you know, because South Africa is one of the largest consumers of honey, and we actually eat more than we can produce. South Africa only has a production capacity of 2,000 tons, and we import, you know, excess. And so I've learned even from my business to look at the global markets as well. So we just got our FDA approved, so we can now start exporting to the U.S. and we're looking at other European countries. But part of it is to be able to not only export our honey, but be able to tell our story, the African story, the South African story to the world and share our products. And so that's one of the things that I'm sort of like always encouraging other women to think about, that, you know, South Africa, it's a good market. You know, we're only 60 million people, but we need to look beyond the local market, but we need to also reach the global markets, which are also yearning, you know, for our story, for our products. In that way, we can create a lot of jobs in turn.
Chatting this afternoon to Lesego Holtsappel, and she is the founder of Be Loved Honey during this month of August, which is Women's Month. I've had different flavors of honey. I've had blue gum honey, and I've had the fynbos honey. There is some rooibos honey and all the other things. Where can people find details of your product and of your organization called Further?
Yeah, so people can order our honey online. So it's www.belovedhoney.africa, www.belovedhoney.africa. So you can actually, we have various flavors as well. We have, you know, acacia honey, mainly from the Kalahari. We have, you know, honey, you know, blue gum honey all over South Africa. And we can also find our honey at the Rondjesvaart Market. In Cape Town, you can find it at Cavendish Square at We Are Egg as well. And so we're also looking to partner with new retailers to carry our honey. But yeah, we're very excited to share the flavors of South African honeys with all of you guys. And we're also excited to get your feedback as well.
Lesego, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and all the best. She's the founder of Be Loved Honey, and we're featuring a number of very strong entrepreneurial women during the course of August.